to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. Here are your hosts, Robert Gold and Andrew Brown.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center, Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see Cranberry Portage, Manitoba. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto.
And I'm Andrew Brown, President of Right on the Money, and always impressed by your sites.
You'd be more impressed if you ever went to Cranberry Portage, Manitoba. And Andrew, this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, I'm excited. Cameron Taylor is with us. Cameron is the president and CEO, Outdoor Smart, Inc. Cameron, welcome to the Profit Business Cast.
Thanks for having me.
Today, Andrew, we're going to talk to Cameron about a unique division of Outdoor Smart, and that is Boat Smart and their Boat Smart exam.
Boat Smart is an interesting business, involves a lot of partners, and it touches on our surround periphery of public sector and government issues. So I'm really interested to see what Cameron can share with us today.
And I know there's some unique business lessons in there, but Cameron, let's delve into it a little bit. Tell us about yourself, about Outdoor Smart, and then about the inspiration behind Boat Smart.
Well, you know, I think the place to start is I grew up on a lake in Ontario, just outside of Toronto, and have always had a passion for boating. And I started Boat Smart in 2003 as an entrepreneurial adventure. And I'd always been an entrepreneur growing up and primarily had worked for myself. After I finished university and did some traveling around the world and all those kind of things, I decided that, you know, what better opportunity to really pursue my passion for the outdoors and boating than to build an organization that really helped boaters enjoy their time on the water. And that's really what we're about as a brand.
Tell us about the examination, because it seems like it has some sort of relationship to or fits in with municipal or provincial or even federal certification processes. How does your certification fit in with those?
Well, it's a great question, Andrew. And, you know, it's been a pretty unique road as a private business to have that private-public relationship that we do have with Transport Canada. So there is a federal requirement across Canada for anybody that uses a recreational boat that's powered, so a motorized boat or watercraft. If it's used for recreational purposes, they do require a pleasure craft operator card or face a minimum $250 fine. So it is a legal requirement. It was enacted into law in 1999. And instead of pursuing a public approach to delivering the service, the federal government at that time decided that they would pursue a public-private partnership, and there's private organizations such as ourselves that deliver the service. That's actually been quite unique in and of itself. Starting a business and the challenges and the rewards that come along with that are one thing, but doing that within the context of a federal regulatory framework has definitely been interesting.
So just for my own information, Boat Smart and BoatSmartExam.com is one option. Do customers have other options? Do boaters have other options other than your route?
They do. So there are about 20 different providers of the service. We've been lucky to, you know, work hard and develop our brand, and we are now the most recognized provider of the service in Canada and the largest provider of the Pleasure Craft Operator Card certification. Primarily, boaters take their exam online with us, and that's where a lot of our efforts go. So we've actually just developed and launched a narrated and animated version of our study guide online. But we've also run a fairly large events marketing program where we do have Boat Smart Safe Boating Teams in communities across the country. We've done that in partnership with Canadian Tire.
Let's talk about Canadian Tire and Nissan. When I take a look at the website, it looks like you've got these big name partnerships. And tell us, why did you choose, of all potential partners, these?
When I envisioned what we could do as an organization is, you know, one of the pillars that we built the brand on is accessibility. So I felt that the Boat Smart brand should be there for consumers to help them maximize their time on the water. Again, our brand is about maximizing boater enjoyment. I don't think the vision for the brand initially was that we would just be a boating license company. The vision always for the brand was that we would help boating enthusiasts and outdoor enthusiasts enjoy their time on the water with friends and family. Part of that concept is to provide an accessible approach for people to learn, to get certified and be confident when they're heading out in the water. So partnering with a national retailer like Canadian Tire gives us that accessibility to reach boaters where they live, work, and play, help educate them, help them get certified so that they can go out in the water with confidence. You know, Nissan's a very innovative brand that helps us do that. We've got marketing partnership with Nissan where they outfit our Boat Smart Safe Boating Teams with vehicles, and they're interested in the safety and security of Canadian boating families.
You know, Cameron, there's not an awful lot of smaller, medium-sized businesses able to strike successful relationships with Canada's Fortune 500, like Canadian Tire and Nissan. What are the difficulties you encountered when trying to forge those relationships?
Again, a great question. And I would just take a step back and mention that I think it's important to recognize that the reason why we were able to partner with those companies is because we have a very unique and compelling vision of our brand. I think that's really what attracted those companies to work with us. Yes, it's tough as a smaller, medium-sized company to get some traction with some big brands like Nissan and Canadian Tire. But when you've got a unique offering, you've got a unique approach to what you do, and you really are a strong, a niche player, then you can get that traction. But it does come with challenges as well, with on-time delivery, with managing a retail and merchandising relationship that is spread out nationally, and Canadian Tire stores are actually privately owned dealer stores. So there's a component of working with Canadian Tire from a corporate perspective as well as the local dealer perspective. And we greatly value our partnership with Canadian Tire. They're an excellent retailer. They come with great opportunity and great reward, but they do take work. And, you know, if you want to launch in a successful program with a national retailer like that, it does take really 2 to 3 years to really learn the ropes and to figure out the best way to leverage that relationship.
Well, if I can just extend this bit a little bit more, one of the clients that I've serviced in the past was a small data processing company, was doing work for Aeroplan and Air Canada. And one of the issues they had was getting the trust initially in that they could, in fact, conclude the contract, provide the service because they were a small player. Did you have any trust issues going into the relationship where they were saying to you, wait a minute, we're used to playing with the big boys and you're not? How will you fulfill the terms of this agreement?
I'm not sure that we had any trust issues. I think we had to prove ourselves. I think the natural course for a retailer like Canadian Tire is to mandate that their partners do prove performance and prove that they can be trusted to deliver. And we were successful in doing that. And from there, once that trust is established and that good working relationship is established, then from there, it's about really progressing the program. And that's the kind of place that we're at now with our relationship with Canadian Tire, is that we're now going into our third year with Canadian Tire formally. We used to work with dealers independently prior to that. As far as our corporate relationship, we're going into our third year. We're expanding and enhancing the offering that we're positioning through Canadian Tire. And so I believe we've built that trust to be able to work with Canadian Tire as a retailer and really progress what we're doing.
Certainly, let's take a look at that flip side. You talked about some of the things that they would be looking for from you, but what measures of success do you have that you can lean back and say, you know what, that was a successful partnership this year. We want to work with Canadian Tire again next year.
I think we're pretty P&L driven here, so a lot of it is looking at the financials and really diving into how profitable that relationship is. We also try and measure the brand impact of working with a large-scale partner with Canadian Tire. So our products were inserted into the Canadian Tire flyer 6 times this year. That gets great distribution across the country. It does get us a lot of brand awareness, and there's definitely a brand credibility to be partnered with Canadian Tire. So we value that, as well as looking at the financial impact on our bottom line. We do try and take a very diligent approach to value all aspects of a relationship like that. And sometimes there is tough choices to make as far as how we're executing with that partner and how we're balancing and managing our priorities and objectives against some pretty strong objectives from a retailer where they're ultimately concerned about POS.
Yeah, we often hear about the issues and difficulties and concerns about one product companies. Do you consider Outdoor Smart or Boat Smart to be a one product company?
No, we don't. And again, I think that goes back to our original vision. And I think that's why we've been successful, is that we didn't pigeonhole ourselves into being a one product company as far as just offering that service of the boating license. When we talk about what our brand is and what we stand for, whether it's internally, whether it's to new talent that we're acquiring into the business, or whether it's to partners that we're working with, we really talk about why we do it, not what we do. And again, why we do it is to help boaters enjoy their time on the water. That's really what it's about. And so in that thinking, we've always had the vision of enhancing boater enjoyment. So this year we actually launched a recreational boat insurance brand called Boat Smart Assure, as well as a boating safety product line called Boat Smart Marine Safety, as well as a smartphone app. We're creating a field of confidence for boaters where they can go out, and whether it's insurance, education, certification, something like social connection with other boaters through an app, we really connect with consumers on that emotional level of their enjoyment on the water.
Cameron, anything come to mind as far as a unique surprise that you didn't think you'd find over the last few years, but has come back and said, wow, you know, I didn't really think that would happen, or I didn't think that was reality?
you know, one of the great surprises, one of the great outcomes for us is we have been recognized on the Profit 200 list for the last 3 years. So that's been a great reward for our team. I think there's been some surprising moments dealing with the regulatory agency. I think Transport Canada takes a very diligent job in managing the program for the value of Canadians. And that has been a unique environment, operating a private business when you have net margin goals to be concerned with, as well as, you know, trying to do that in a regulatory environment. Probably the most surprising thing for us has been the competitive nature of the landscape. As I mentioned, there's about 20 other providers that offer the service. Because it's a one-time service to get your Pleasure Craft operator card, it's good for life. It's a very competitive landscape, and it's surprising to what length some competitors would go to try and thwart the efforts of a good, responsible company that wants to do good things.
Finally, Cameron, I'm curious, are there three pieces of advice that you would give to any business leader or owner looking to establish their own niche education or certification business?
I would say have a very clearly articulated vision. Know exactly what you want to do. Don't try and be everything to everyone. Build a niche platform where you're not just trying to do something bigger and better than the next guy. Find that blue ocean space where you've got something new. Make sure you've got that clearly articulated vision of what that is. And make sure that you invest in technology. Part of our success is to be a technology-driven company and leverage technology to your advantage.
And it's obvious from your website at boatsmartexam.com that you're doing just that. Cameron Taylor, President and CEO, Outdoor Smart Inc. Cameron, thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. Check out our crazy new website at bennettgold.ca, and you can reach me at robert@businesscast.ca.
And I'm Andrew Brown, President of Right on the Money, and you can reach me at andrew@businesscast.ca.
And you can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at ProfitGuide.com. See you next time, everyone, in the morning, and good night, Cranberry Portage, Manitoba.